just don't get it. Why hasn't he come home yet? And his cell phone is still switched off.
That's why I keep telling you not to stand in his way. He's at one friend's house one night and another friend's house the next night. He's going to get used to this way of life. Leave him alone. Let him get married already so he can get on with his life.
How can I not give my opinion when he chooses to marry nobody? I'm not his enemy.
Yusef Asli's daughter isn't a nobody. Everyone in the bazaar knows him. All three of his daughters are good girls.
Suppose I even agree to it. Who's going to pay for his wedding?
Me. Thankfully, our business is on the mend. I'll pay for his wedding.
You're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. You saw how Mehdi got married. The wedding ceremony isn't the only expense. Before we knew it, Mehdi's baby was born. Marriage has responsibilities. Mehran has no sense of responsibility or a job. He's not even looking for work. He just keeps jumping all over the place.
What can I say? I actually think that if he gets married, he'll feel it's his responsibility to work and make a living. He'll go home to his wife and children instead of staying out all night.
I don't know. Why don't we talk to him a bit when he comes home?
All right.
I want that Mamarian guy's address.
I haven't got his address. I told many to. I don't have it.
Look, I know why you don't want to give me his address, but let me tell you this. If I go to court, I'm dragging you all into this.
What do you mean?
You heard what I said. I'm not going to take responsibility for everything.
Am I even responsible for any of this?
No, you got involved because of your friendship with Siavash, but I've got to find Mamarian. Look, this guy's address and signature isn't anyway better than the contract we made. I have to find him so I can prove my innocence.
But you're being charged for forging a signature. It's nothing to do with that guy.
Look, that's got nothing to do with you. It's something between me and my brother, and we'll deal with it. What I want to know is, how did the original deed make its way out of the bank? The bank says no one with the same name as Mamarian was involved in this case. The signature and checks need to be there, man. The contract needs to be there. Otherwise, I'm doomed.
Look, man, I gave him his checks back and got Siavas's checks from him in return.
You told me you hadn't seen him after we wrote the contract, and now you're telling me you gave him back the check and the contract.
Of course I didn't see him. I didn't come here in person. He sent it through a courier, and then I sent it back to him. Listen, I can't look my dad in the eye anymore because I didn't tell him I wrote out that contract. He thinks I put the commission in my own pocket now. If Mr. Mamarian comes here and my dad finds out that I wrote a fake contract, he'll kill me.
Hey, Saeed, is that it? Let me tell you something. As soon as I set foot in court, I'll tell them everything. So find his address for me.
What? 1 hour? Come on, Farana, get a move on and come already. All right. Try to come as soon as you can then. Bye.
Well, hello, Miss Bozogmer. I haven't seen you since the other day. Did you search the channels?
My husband fixed it. Thank you.
Yes. Your ex-husband.
It's like a fridge door.
How are you?
It's like a fridge door and it's
Thank
got power mirrors.
Thank you very much.
Oh, for crying out loud. Who is this then?
I wanted to tell you that I'm free today so I can help you out.
No, thank you very much, Mr. Sufi. I prefer to wait until my friend arrives.
Okay, not a problem. Hope you like it. But one word of advice. Try to drive by yourself. You'll never become a good driver while there's someone sitting next to you. And it won't make your fear go away.
Thank you.
Miss Besorgemer. Sahar?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Miss Besorgemer's door was open, so I'm sorry for just dropping by.
Are you sure she's not at home?
I kept calling out, but she wouldn't answer.
Allow me.
Thank you.
Excuse me?
Hello there.
Hello,
how are you
hello.
Doing? What happened?
I'm sorry, I don't know, but Miss Zorgamer's door is open.
Why?
I don't know.
You're right, no one's home.
I kept calling her, but she wouldn't answer.
What should we do?
Have you got her cell number?
I don't have it, no.
I don't have her number, but I've got her landlord's number.
There, then do me a favor and call her landlord and tell them to tell Miss Besorgemer that her door's open. Someone might come and rob her home.
All right, let me get my cell phone.
Go already. Hello? What?
Where'd you learn how to drive?
All right, okay. Okay, I'm on my way. Go past. All right, goodbye. Oh my goodness, I need to hurry. Oh goodness. Which one was it? Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Can't you see I'm indicating here? Oh, stuff it. Straight ahead.
We probably shouldn't just leave.
We should tell them to do something.
Uh-huh.
Like a meeting
yes,
or something.
Yes, it's a good idea.
Hello.
Hi, Miss Besorgemer. We didn't
was
go
anyone
inside.
Apparently there wasn't.
But go and look inside. If there's anything missing, we'll call the police.
Hello.
So they can make a note of it.
Could you come with me, please, sir?
Of course I can. Come on, let's go.
Thank you.
Apparently, nothing's been stolen.
No, everything's in place.
Did you have any money or valuables in the house? Check to see if they're there.
I don't know. Everything is in its place.
Maybe you left the door open by accident.
I don't know.
Well, if you need anything, please don't hesitate to ask.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
sorry
not at
for
all.
Troubling you. I'm sorry.
Thank you
for
right,
coming.
All right, then. See you later.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Listen to me. What difference does it make whether your mother comes or I come?
They told us our dad should come.
Your mom said they've written on the note that they want your parents to come. A parent can be either the mom or the dad.
No, I can't. My principal said tell your dad to come.
Your principal said that
because she wants to take money from your dad.
Come on, Dad, please come. Do you know how many times Mum's come already?
All right, Maysam. I'll call you later. Goodbye. You're not gonna leave me alone until you hurt yourself, huh?
Did you come here?
Huh?
The door of my apartment was open.
I want to know if you came here without my permission.
Why are you talking nonsense?
You are talking nonsense.
The door was opened with a key.
And you're the only person who's got the other key.
Saha, don't get on my nerves.
I already told you, you'll be responsible for your own death if you keep hassling me.
Why do you keep calling me for no reason, huh?
Why would I want to call a nobody like you for no reason?
Saha,
I'll come to your house one night. And I will rid this world of you and your miserable life for good!
Listen to me, you jerk.
You got away with it this time, but if you ever
set foot in my house again, I swear to God I'll make you regret it.
Hello?
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 I'm calling you from Dr. Pajuande's office.
How are you?
Dr. Pajuande told me to inform you that your husband didn't come for his counseling session today.
Excuse me, what time was his appointment?
4 p.m.
I called him,
but he didn't answer his phone.
All right, I'll call him right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey there.
Where are you, Ismail?
Outside your house.
Come open the door.
Hi there, my sweet princess.
Hello.
How are you?
Didn't you have an appointment with the counselor today?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't go then?
I swear to God there's no point in it, Samane. I don't like doing these sorts of things.
Come on, Ismail. We agreed on this, didn't we?
Look, I already went once. It's enough. Now come here. I want to show you something cool.
Ismail!
Come. Do you like it?
You ordered the wedding invitations already?
Well, it's not like we're going to get married in 10 years. Is it nice? We can change it if you don't like it.
No, it's nice, but we can't get married this early.
Why not?
Well, because my dowry isn't ready yet.
Didn't I tell you 10 times already? I don't want any wedding dowry.
But we need to have some furniture and living essentials, don't you think? Otherwise, how are we going to start a life together?
Whatever you have is enough. Let's start our life together and I'll buy the rest.
No, you can't.
Why can't I? We'll get married and then I'll take care of the rest in time.
All right then. Then let me talk to my dad and tell him to get the rest of my things a little sooner. Do you want me to pour you a cup of tea?
Where's your mum?
She's gone shopping. She should be home soon.
This is so exciting because I know I'm right. And I was sure of it and I knew that these things would most likely happen because I knew at that moment that he's absolutely capable of making the company
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
This is Miss Faramand. I spoke to you about her before.
How are you?
I'm pleased to meet you.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Nice to see you.
Hey, Dad, isn't Mr. Hare here?
Mr. Hare is on leave for a few days.
Oh, dear. I wish she was here.
Oh, dear.
I really missed her. Let's go.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How about you?
Hey, Dad, come on.
Go in, please.
You can go first, Dad.
After you.
See you later.
Do you like the colour or not?
It's great. Everything is perfect, Dad. I'm in love with the colours of the wall as well.
If you don't like it, tell me and I'll change it immediately.
No, no, no. Everything's great.
Yes,
it's
or
perfect.
No. You've renovated the whole fleet, according to what I hear, according to the latest international research.
That's excellent, Dad. Well done. Everything is great. Seriously, come on, Dad. What is this, for God's sake? I've got so many other good photos.
It's a beautiful photo, darling. I like it.
Please change it as soon as possible. Please.
Come in.
Excuse me, sir. May I be excused? Could I leave now?
Of course. Mr. Bayat is downstairs. You can go with him.
Thank you. I'll manage by myself.
No, no. Make sure he drives you home. And take care.
Thank you very much. Okay, I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Hey, Dad.
Yes, sweetie?
You've given her a driver?
I tell them to drive her home when she works overtime.
I don't mean to interfere in your decisions, but don't you think the others would get upset?
Like whom?
Everyone else who works for you.
Listen, darling. Miss Faramand works in the management department. It's like this everywhere. Whoever works in management gets certain benefits. It's quite normal.
But I think you're making a mistake. This way, Miss Faramand will have expectations. I don't think that's right.
Shh, not so loud now. She might hear you. Go check to see if anyone's there.
Hello, my little angel. You're so beautiful.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How are you, Manoush?
You're so
beautiful.
Yes, you are.
Why do you look so tired?
Yes.
She knows her aunt is here, so she's waving at you. You see, you didn't come to see your niece, so we decided to bring her here. You see, she's happy to see you.
Let me
see her. Just be careful now. Be careful.
Let me see her, Mum.
Make sure you've got her head.
It suits her to have a baby.
Yes. What a darling. What an angel.
Gorgeous.
You should bring the second one soon.
It's a bit too early for that, Mom.
Well, it's not good for kids to grow up alone. Wait 2 years. She'll be three by the time the other one's born. You really can't raise a child without siblings.
Yeah, I don't want my child to be alone. You know, siblings are a great thing to have. Isn't that right, Manoush?
What is it?
Whoa, where are you? Why do you have to go to work when you come home tired like this?
Leave her alone.
What is it, sweetie?
What is it, darling?
What is it? Hopefully these two will get married so I can see their children.
Hopefully. Hopefully it really suits her.
Mom wants to get rid of everyone.
I
no,
don't blame
darling.
Her.
Staying here is nothing but trouble for them and for me as well.
Yeah, honestly.
Shh. How have you been, Manoush?
Oh, fine. Look at her. Can you give
yes,
me that person?
Yes, put this under her.
Shh. Oh, she's an angel. Oh, goodness, she's so beautiful. Hello, Dad.
Hello, darling.
Hey, Mom. Isn't Mehran home?
Yes, he is, sweetie. But he's been asleep ever since he got home. I don't know where he's been. He's so tired. I keep calling him, but it's no use. He's exhausted.
He won't be able to sleep at night.
He's young.
You'll be staying for dinner, won't you?
Yes.
Paras too. My boss, Mr. Rui's daughter, came to our workplace today. You should have seen how stuck up she was.
Does she work there?
No, she just came from abroad. They're very wealthy. Why would she want to work?
Well, you always tell me that you don't go to work for the money. You say you go there just for the fun. So what happened with that?
I do go there for fun, but money's important too. What colour are her eyes?
It's like my eyes, brown.
Really? Oh, hello there. It would be great if she had Mehdi's eye colour. She'd look fantastic.
It's obvious. The kid takes after her mom.
She's beautiful the way she is, but girls with light-coloured eyes are really pretty.
I wish some people had brains in their heads instead of beauty.
I reckon there are two things that are important in life. The first thing is beauty, and the second is wealth.
But Menush, you're already beautiful.
What's the point of being beautiful with no money?
Oh, stop being so sure of yourself now.
But I promise you, I'll be really rich in just a few years.
Oh, dear heavens.
Hopefully.
Oh, how interesting. My sister and brother think the same way.
But, Mehdi, you need to see Mr. Rui's daughter so you can know what I'm talking about.
Shh. You're just seeing her from the outside. Give her to me, Menush. Come here, darling.
There's no difference between what she's like
What's
on the outside
wrong?
And inside.
Oh,
what happened?
Okay.
She's so tiny.
Has she burped today? Has she?
Yes, she has.
My
yes,
girl's
she
thrown
has.
Up some cottage cheese. Goodness.
Hello. I said hi, you know.
Hello.
Where were you?
We went after Dad.
And?
And? Poor Mum had to do all of your chores for you.
What chores? What have I done wrong? Did I go out with anyone? It's my face. It's mine. I'll do what I want with it.
Peter, please, just stop trying to annoy us. Whenever we see you like this, it upsets us.
You shouldn't. I don't care if you get upset.
You are so very selfish. Go look at the state Dad's in at work. You wouldn't be so defensive once you see him, will you?
Dad wants everyone to live the way he does. But we all have the right to live the way we want to.
The way you want? Beta, we're family. Do you understand that?
Mind your own business, Missy. Hang on a minute. Why don't you listen to Dad? Why are you so hung up on a guy that doesn't even have anything?
I'm hung up on him?
Well, yeah. If you weren't so hung up on him, you would have married Rosbeer. Dad totally approves of him. If you're such an obedient girl, then why didn't you listen to Dad? Huh? Oh, Mum. What happened?
Go away. Leave me alone. Mind your own business.
What's happened, Mum?
I came to get a glass of water,
and my foot got caught in
the
doorway.
Are you okay now, though?
Yes, dear.
Do you want me to get some tea for you?
Oh, no, darling, I'll be fine.
I love you, Mother.
I love you, too.
Come in.
Is that your father, Nazanin?
No, Mum, it's just Bahar.
Hello there.
Hello, sweetheart. Nice to see you. Hi, hello.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Come in, son.
I want to get some bubbles.
Come in, please.
Hello.
Hi, Mum.
Hello,
how are you? What happened to your foot?
Nothing.
It's not important. What happened to Dad? Did he come home? Did you go looking for him?
Please don't worry. I'll bring him home myself.
What's the point of him coming here? He can have some peace of mind there, at least. He spent his entire life working hard to make money, and in the end, she spends it on ruining her life. It's got so bad we can't even talk to her. Don't worry, dear. Let him stay there.
Where's Bitter, by the way?
She's in her room. She's so stubborn that she won't even admit she's made a mistake.
Mother, how long do you plan on sacrificing yourself for others? Let her do whatever she wants. She'll suffer the consequences.
You're a mother yourself. Is it possible?
Of course it is. Please try to be strong. We can't continue on like this. My dad can't even live in his own home.
Her face was like a flower. There was nothing wrong with her eyes or eyebrows. She can't even go to university after what she did to herself. She's been locking herself in her room for a week now.
Did they say how long it's going to stay like this for?
What difference does it make, darling? She'll do something else afterwards. She'll just make another problem.
That is what I'm saying here. Leave her alone. Let her do whatever she wants. Let her mess up. Just don't give her any more money. Let her go make her own money and spend it on these kinds of things. Mom, do you remember what you used to tell me before?
What did I tell you?
You're such a cutie, my darling, sweet mother.
You never did anything wrong, so why should I have said anything?
I'll go talk to her.
It's useless. I've already talked to her.
Keep your eye on my kid.
Let's go pour some tea, darling. Come on.
Go on.
Was it worth giving it a try?
Where's Dad?
In his office. How long will it stay like this?
What way? You all come here to criticize me. But how? How can I make you guys understand me? I had a droopy eyelid and wrinkles above this eye. I had to get it fixed.
But is it fixed now?
Yes, it's almost fixed. It'll heal completely in the next few days.
Why have you locked yourself up in your room if it's better? Why won't you go to university?
What's it to you? Why did Dad choose to leave home?
You do know it is his life. It was his decision to leave. What is it to you?
Are you saying him and I are the same? Why did he get married if he wanted to leave? Why did he have children?
There was a time when he wanted to have a wife and children. But now he doesn't want that life anymore. That's your philosophy in life as well, isn't it? People can just go and do whatever they fancy.
Bahar, please leave the room. I don't want to raise my voice in front of Mushtaba.
So you think you can say that to people around you when you've got nothing to say?
Bahar, get out. Go.
You want to know something? It's not too hard for us to ignore everything like Dad has. I'm going to take Nazanin and Mom to my house. I'm taking them because I need Mum and Dad. I'm not going to let you destroy them.
So I'm the bad guy now, am I? Nazanin's done a good thing by making wedding plans with that Faraman guy, but I'm the bad guy. Is that right?
You know what Mum says, there'll be a day when you'll realize you're all alone. You'll be left with nobody but yourself. There'll be no one left around you.
What color are the flowers? Give me pink.
Did you see what she's done to herself?
Mum, let's go to our house.
No, I'm really not in the mood.
Why aren't you in the mood? Let's go to our house. We'll pick Dad up on the way and you can stay with us for a few days.
Listen, she's right, Mum. It's just not the same here without Dad. You can stay with us for a while.
Nazi, you come as well. You can't let one person take over your lives. This place makes you feel miserable. I feel so depressed when I come here.
This one's already coloured.
Yeah?
Yes. It's already been coloured.
Now tell me, why the long face, Mum? Why are you so hard on yourself? You were patient with us all these years. You went through a lot of trouble for us. Do you plan on worrying over our problems now, too? Tell me, why do you keep worrying about what this person does and what that person does? It's not your problem. I feel sorry for Dad. I didn't know that he hasn't been coming home this past week. I thought it was just for last night, Mum. She's got to learn to deal with her face. What did you always used to tell us? We all sow the seeds of our own actions.
Now, come on, Mum. Tell me, how long are you going to keep worrying over other people's mistakes? Don't worry about Dad. I'll bring him home myself. I promise I won't let him sleep at the office, even if he beats me up for it. Nazanin, go get the things you need for university and come to our house. You shouldn't have to fall apart because of one person. Beta always says that everyone's got their own lives to live. Let her stay by herself for a while and live the way that she wants to. The loneliness might make her create some changes in her life. So come on. Let's go.
Okay. Come on, let's pack up these things and go. Let's go. Get up. Get up.
Come here.
Nazanin, don't bring any clothes. I've got everything you need.
Hey, Baha, are we going to pick your father up on the way?
Yes, Mum, we will. We won't leave there until we've got him convinced. Look, I'd love for you to come and stay with me for a while. I'm planning on having my second child, you know. What's the point of sitting here and crying all the time? And Amir Hussein's always dreamt of having his grandparents stay with him. And some people will achieve their dream of living the way they always wanted to.
What a brown noser.
ندارم این دوریو از سر بگیری کم میارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک عمر کم نیست این گریه های بی دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیر میشه آدم
دلم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه. این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره، غربت تمام عالمه. وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه، وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی هدف شد. راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست. یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.